Merci.
Thank you very much, Madam President, and good morning, dear colleagues. A warm welcome to our colleague from Brazil, to whom I wish every success in his mission here in Geneva. Madam President, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your taking over the presidency of the CD, and I wish you every success, all the success that this forum needs. You may count on the full support of the French delegation. I'd like to thank the Chinese presidency and Ambassador Li Song, as well as the P6, for their efforts, which enabled us to reach a consensus this morning on this decision, the goal of which is to set the Conference on Disarmament back to work on the basis of a balanced and comprehensive program. Colleagues, you were aware of my delegation's concerns as regards the functioning of the subsidiary bodies. We would not wish, and this feeling is shared by other delegations, we would not wish for the work of the subsidiary bodies to be imbalanced or for it to not allow for discussion of priority issues. To prevent such situation, on Friday, we had proposed, before the adoption of this decision this morning, to improve the OP3 of the draft in order to facilitate the work of the coordinators. Our proposals were aimed at ensuring that the discussions within each subsidiary body would be based on the entire set of past documents of the CD, and also in particular those of last year. Our forum cannot begin this work on the basis of nothing, even though it is true we do need to tackle new issues as well. As I said during our previous meeting, our proposal was aimed at protecting, or rather preventing, any gridlocks in the future. In order to show flexibility and preserve the spirit of confidence and trust that should govern our work, we join the consensus on this decision as it stands. We did so on the understanding that the FMCT will be discussed, amongst other places, in subsidiary body number two, entitled Preventing a Nuclear War and Any Related Issue. Moreover, the decision in preambula paragraph five refers to past, present, and future positions, and that is clear for my delegation that the FMCT and other topical streams of work, in particular as regards outer space, are part of these past, present, and future issues and priorities. We call on all delegations to continue showing openness and a constructive spirit within the subsidiary bodies as we move forward with our work. Thank you very much, Madam President.